We got only one acoustic so far, right? Now we come to the chapter where we have two acoustics. Turning point. So now it's a desperate situation, amen? So Esther is about to go and see the king. Esther is about to meet up with the king. And she knew another law of the Persian is that if you come to the king's presence uninvited, you die. The king must invite you, or if you come in, the king must extend his scepter to show that he has pleasure with you. So Esther says, hey, you guys, all right, pray for me. If I perish, I perish. So the time came for Esther. Next chapter. Now it happened on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace, all right, and dropped down. It says here, it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court that she found what? Favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Then Esther went near and touched the top of the scepter. And the king said to her, what do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom. Okay, drop down. This is the part, verse 4. So Esther answered, if it pleases the king, let the king and Haman come today to the banquet that I prepared for him. Ladies, this is called timing. She didn't say, save my people. You know, sometimes you gotta learn. Amen. Go through his stomach. Amen. And then, you know, invite, you know, and create a suspense. I mean, it's amazing what she did. And she said, let the king and Haman come. This verse 4 here, let the king and Haman come, is an acrostic. Let's look at it. Yavo Hamelech veHaman Hayom. Yud, now this time it's forwards because it's ruling straight away. Yud Hey Vav Hey. Everything got to do with this banquet which you're about to see. Okay? So Haman was so proud. Haman was so happy. He went back and this is what he said to his family and all that. All right? And drop down. At the banquet of wine, the king asked Esther, what is your petition? It shall be done. Okay, next verse. Then Esther answered and said, my petition and request is this. So even at the banquet, she says that I want to have another banquet tomorrow. Creating suspense. You know, the king is saying, tell me what you want. I'll give you half the kingdom. I just want this. This is my request. Please come tomorrow. All right? I have another banquet. And that's the day that changed everything. Drop down. So Haman went out that day, joyful, glad heart. Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate and he did not stand or tremble before him. He was filled with indignation against Mordecai. And Haman restrained himself and went home and sent and called for his friends and his wife Zeresh. Drop down. Where are we now? Haman told them of his great riches, the multitude of his children, everything in which he told us, he boasted to all his friends. This guy got a problem with pride, isn't it? Amen? So pride goes before a fall, it's true. Everything which the king had promoted him and how he had advanced him above the officials and servants of the king. And he says, besides Queen Esther invited no one but me to come with the king to the banquet. Tomorrow, I'm again invited by her along with the king. All right, drop down. Yet, all this avails me nothing so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. So the wife said, I recommend, build a gallows really, really high. 50 cubits high, 75 feet. You know how crazy is it? And it was built behind his house, you know. You see later on, it's built behind his house because you want to see him hanging. Hang him high. And the thing pleased Haman. Now, verse 13, yet all this avails me nothing is another acrostic. And this time, reverse. Look at this. This avails me nothing from reverse. Yud, hey, vav, hey. He's angry at Mordecai and God is causing the wrath of men to praise him. Because had he forgiven and he, changed whatever. I mean, but because of this, God will cause the wrath of men to praise him. So whatever people do against the Lord or against His people, God will cause it to praise Him. Just wait. Just wait. Even your personal life, the devil may have seemed to make inroads. Just wait. The health you'll get back is stronger. Amen. The provision will be larger. The place is a wealthier place. David says, it was good for me to be afflicted. You have brought me to a large place. We're not camping in the valley. The Lord, He leads me through the valley. did not lead me to stay there, but through. Amen? It doesn't say bypass. Collect 200. No, through the valley. Go back to Esther 5 again. All right. So next chapter I must read to you. Okay, this is my favorite chapter of all. Coming to a close. This is my favorite chapter, so I must read to you. Again, I told you just now, right? God uses what? Simplest things. Like for example, it is God who gives the beggar or the king sleep. We take sleep for granted, but God gives sleep. And God can remove sleep. And sometimes you spend a sleepless night, ask the Lord, what do you want to say? Take your Bible, even if it's in a tech or whatever, take your Bible, use that time with the Lord. When you touch the Bible, you touch provision. You touch the Bible, you touch health. You touch the Bible, you touch youth renewing qualities, amen. You touch the Bible, you touch wisdom. So, that night when the family of Haman is talking about building a 75 feet high gallows to hang Mordecai there, when all this evil scheme was happening in this house, the same night, that night, the king cannot sleep. So one was commanded to bring the book of the records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. This part I don't understand. Of all the things that you do, right, you might want to hear music or whatever, but he asked for the book of the chronicles. You know how boring it is? The book of... you go to the data side of things and read to me all the data. It's like... But it was God. Maybe he wanted to bore himself to sleep. I don't know. Okay? So read the chronicles. And it was found... Cut a long story short, okay, because of time. It was found that Mordecai actually did the king a favor. Mordecai heard about these two doorkeepers who plotted to kill the king. And he revealed it to someone who revealed it to the authorities and all that, and they seized upon this guy. But Mordecai's name was in the chronicles, but he was never rewarded. The king never knew about it, but for a sleepless night. And the king said this, what honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this? Now he knows his name. Actually, your wife is related to him. So he didn't know Mordecai. He says, what honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this? And the king's servants who attended him said, nothing has been done for him. At the same time, guess who came that morning, very early in the morning, to recommend the gallows? Haman! He came in. Haman just entered. The king said, who's in the court? All right? To suggest that the king hang Mordecai on the gallows prepared for him. So the king says, okay, I trust this guy. This is my right-hand man. Might as well ask him for advice. Drop down. The king's servant said to him, Haman is there, standing in the court. Let him come in. So Haman came in. The king asked him, Haman, what shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, whom would the king delight to honor more than moi? More than me. I'm sure that he came in, when he said that, he said, all right, what should I do for the man that I delight to honor? Which when you're proud, you think everything is about you. You're so vain, you think everything is about you. Right, next verse. And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delights to honor, let a royal robe be brought which the king has worn, and a horse on which the king has ridden. In other words, your Porsche or your Lamborghini, which has a royal crest placed on its head. Let this robe and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that he may array the man whom the king delights to honor. Then parade him on horseback to the city square and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. Then the king said to Haman, hurry, take the robe, the horse, as you have suggested, do for Mordecai, the Jew. Even the word the Jew is there. Who sits within the king's gate. Leave nothing undone of all that you have spoken. Hey, when God turns it around, it's turned, my friend. Your day is coming. Your day is coming. You might be retrenched, might not have a job. That girl might have dumped you. Amen. I don't mean to laugh, sorry. Or the guy dumped you or whatever, you know. Dumb is not a good word, okay? Actually, he promoted you. Because he was dragging you down. Yeah, I hear a girl saying, yeah. Run her one, Lord, from you in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So now, the guy who's pulling you down is gone. He thinks he's gone because, you know, but God put it in his heart so that you are set free to go higher where God wants you to be. And all the people said, amen. Turn around. So watch this now. Drop down. Haman took the rope and the horse, a red Mordecai, led him on horseback to the city square. Remember, he recommended one man shouting. He became the man. And proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. Afterwards, Mordecai went back to the king's gate. Haman hurried to his house, mourning with his head covered. Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends everything that happened. And his wife encouraged him like this. If Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is of Jewish descent, you will not prevail. You also fall. Wow, so good advice, huh? You are the one to recommend the gallows. Then verse 14. While they were still talking with him, the king's eunuchs came, hastened to bring Haman to the banquet which Esther had prepared. Remember that? Now, the turnaround. Let's go to the banquet now. We are coming to the end. The king and Haman went to dine with Queen Esther. On the second day at the banquet of wine, the king asked, what's your petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted to you. And she told the king about her people, all that's happened to her people and all that. And Queen Esther says, we have been sold. Now, if I found favor in your sight, you know how she presented the whole thing beautifully, but because of time, I'm going to verse 4. We have been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed, to be killed, to be annihilated. Had we been sold as male and female slaves, I would have held my tongue, although the enemy could never compensate for the king's loss. So this is the first time King Ahasuerus actually realized that Esther was a Jew. The earlier part of the story, which I didn't read to you just now, is all there. You cannot read everything, right? I'm exciting you actually with the portions. Because many of you know the story, but actually, Mordecai told her, don't reveal who you are until the right time. So now the king realized, oh no, he made a decree against her. And she says, the enemy has done this. And the king says, who is he? And where is he who would dare presume in his heart to do such a thing? There's only one other guest. And he's hearing the whole thing happening right now. And all of a sudden, he realized, Esther is a Jew, is a Jewess. And Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Haman was terrified before the king and queen. All right, the king got so mad. The king arose in his wrath. He went to the palace garden to gather himself. But Haman stood before Queen Esther, pleading for his life. So he jumped from where he was. And the queen was in a special place. And he went to where the queen was and pleading for his life. For he saw that evil was determined against him by the king. Now, we have the acrostic. Evil was determined. Look at this. In the Hebrew, evil was determined against him. Yud, He, Vav, He. The whole thing came back to his doorstep. Who did it? Who did it? God. He would never have dreamed that, right? So he was pleading with Esther. Go back to the story. But he was on Esther's couch. He jumped to where his table was. He go to Esther's couch. At the same time, the king came in, and the king saw Haman had fallen across the couch where Esther was. The king says, will he also assault the queen while I'm in the house? As the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. All his men covered the face. And in those days, cover the face means you'll never see light anymore. Finito. Next verse. Now, Habona, one of the eunuchs, said to the king, look, the gallows, 50 cubits high, which Haman made for Mordecai, who spoke good on the king's behalf. Is standing at the house of Haman. The king says, hang him. It was in his house. His wife can see, all his relatives can see, the boasting and all that, all those friends of his can see in the backyard, him hanging up there. So they hang Haman on the gallows and the king's wrath subsided. The very thing, I can tell you stories from history, the very thing the devil meant, God turned it and cut off his head with it, like Goliath's sword. In case you are here today and you're planning things against a believer. And believers, don't rejoice. The Bible says, pray for them which despitefully use you. You know why? They need your prayer.